This year's college graduates are trying to begin their careers in the toughest job market since the COVID-19 pandemic. As Joe Schultz reports, experts say it's being driven more by a slowdown in hiring and less by the emergence of artificial intelligence.
I'm actually seeing you right now.
College students from across the country move table to table, speaking with employers at a consulting competition at the University of Wisconsin-Madison this spring. That includes Carlos Bello, a UW-Madison senior majoring in international business with a minor in sports communications. He previously interned with the Milwaukee Bucks in the National Hockey League. Bello says he sent out 60 to 70 job applications early this spring, looking primarily in the sports and entertainment marketing industry. But with less than 2 months before graduation, he still hadn't landed a job.
I've been a bit more picky regarding where I'm applying to, but it's still been a struggle, and I think I've actually been thinking about casting a wider net recently.
There are signs that what's been a lackluster job market for college grads over the last 2 years could improve. That's according to the National Association of Colleges and Employers. A new survey from the association shows employers expect to increase hiring new college grads from the class of 2026 by 5.6%. That's after a relatively flat projection this past fall. Nicholas Jolly is a labor economist at Marquette University. He says the labor market is not nearly as hot as it was in the years after the pandemic, which saw strong job growth as the economy reopened.
We had a very tight labor market post-pandemic. It's now softened as markets have adjusted.
Unemployment nationally and in Wisconsin has remained low, but the rate of job openings has been nearly cut in half since its peak in 2022.
If the overall labor market is getting softer, it stands to reason that it's going to get softer for entry-level jobs as well.
Economists also say uncertainty surrounding shifting tariffs, immigration policies, and the conflict in the Middle East are making some companies reluctant to hire. Jeff Polkowski is the state director for the Wisconsin Society for Human Resource Management Council, a trade group for HR people. He describes the job market as holding steady.
There is hiring going on, but I think with the way the economy is going and some of the uncertainty out there, I think some organizations may be holding back on some hiring.
That comes as some are worried about the impact of artificial intelligence on entry-level jobs. Recent National Association of Colleges and Employers surveys do show the share of entry-level jobs requiring AI skills is growing. That's up from 13% in the fall to 35% this spring. While more jobs require AI skills, Polkowski says it's not clear yet that it's eliminating jobs.
I don't know that it's made a huge impact yet, but I think it's something that's on the horizon that we're all kind of watching to see kind of when that takes place.
Economists say it's hard to predict how the technology will change the job market in the long run. Students who attended the spring consulting competition on the UW-Madison campus included a mix of seniors with and without jobs and underclassmen looking for internships. Paul O, a senior at the University of Washington, Bothell, is looking for jobs related to accounting, sales, or administration. As of last month, he hadn't had any luck.
I think there are still opportunities out there, but hearing from friends who are already in like their career, they are pretty much saying, oh yeah, the job market is not looking good.
Jai Kozar Lewis, a senior at Michigan State University, does have a job lined up. He called it a relief.
The market is really tough right now. I've had actually a lot of friends that were planning to go full-time, but have now been considering other options, maybe going to grad school, just because it's so tough.
Carlos Bello, the Madison student who submitted 60 to 70 job applications, was keeping his head up.
If I do graduate without a job, I don't feel worse about myself in that way. I'm still proud of, first of all, graduating from the University of Wisconsin, but second of all, I know that an opportunity will eventually show up for itself.
In this slower and yet uncertain labor market, he isn't the only one in the class of 2026 trying to remain hopeful. For the Upper Midwest Newsroom, I'm Joe Schultz in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.